This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When you work on the writing staff of a television show, you end up becoming close to a lot of other writers, which is not the same thing as being friends with a lot of other writers. I mean, often that's what happens, but it's the reverse of the normal pattern where friendliness grows slowly and gradually deepens into closeness. See, on a writing staff, from pretty much the first day, you're tossed into a hothouse of joke makers and neurotics and secret enemies list compilers, lazy bones, and believers in magical realism, all in the same room for most of the day. And what you learn quickly is, well, who's weird about food, who will keep pitching the same joke, who never loses track of the story, who likes to pitch jokes that are categorically unusable due to FCC regulations and common decency, and who just wants to go home. A friend of mine says that all writing staffs go through the same sequence. At first, in the beginning of pre-production, everyone is nice and funny. And then, a little later, after a couple of production blocks, they're still funny, but a little mean. And finally, they're just mean. Now, some combination of takeout containers and late nights serves to break everyone's defenses down. So by the end of a production order, we're like one of those families you see on vacation in the summer. Hot, bedraggled, lost, carrying odd hand luggage, sniping at each other in exhausted and half-hearted asides. But like a family, even an unhappy one, maybe especially an unhappy one, we keep each other's secrets. Aside from, where's lunch? One of the most heard expressions in a writer's room is, don't tell my wife this, but... And not because it's some deep secret betrayal. Usually the kinds of things that come up to the surface in a writer's room are the little details from the past. Stories about ancient conquests and irritating boyfriends and girls in college and petty rebellions in high school. Defining moments of humiliation and shame. I mean, look, the best way to solve a story problem or come up with one on the spot, which is also important, is to first be able to say, truthfully, this happened to me once. And because you're looking for something interesting and funny and a little bit unexpected, the more detailed the story, the more useful it is. And that's how a room full of writers can get close before they get friendly. They spend an awful lot of time telling each other stories about themselves, and that's also why, near the end of the order, when nerves and tempers are raw and short, the hilarious and touching story of the girl who was always just out of reach but who somehow improbably is now reaching out to you on Facebook starts its career as an anecdote in the funny, warm, poignant memory category, when everyone is still being nice, but ends up in the cruel aside category near the end of production when the writer who shared the story in the first place takes too long to finish a pitch or eats the last power bar. That's also when the quiet and gentle admission that a certain writer on staff takes half of a certain kind of pill every morning turns into, after the writer pitches a bad joke, hey, bump that half up to a full. In other words, it's the kind of closeness, the mean kind, you only get one other place, and that's with your family. And that's also why, when the production has wrapped and the staff disperses, we often don't see each other again. Sort of like family. And that's it for this week. Next week, we take out joke insurance. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.